at the NFL annual meetings and talking now with Armando Salguero of the Miami Herald. Armando, when you worked with Vance last year, what did you take away from just interacting with him?
Well, first of all, he is very honest, and very honest with his players, very honest with the media, strikingly so. There were moments where he was talking about how terrible players were playing. And I asked him about that a couple of times last year, and he said, look, I'm not going to pussyfoot around and tell you guys something that's not true. More importantly, if I tell you, you know that I've already told the players. The message has been delivered. The great thing about that was when we as media then go to the players and say, hey, your coach has said thus and such about you, their reaction was, again, shockingly, yes, we know, and he's right. So it was never one of these things where it became a problem. It was never an issue where it became, guys having hard feelings. Everybody was dealing in truth, and Vance Joseph was the truth maker.
Did you get the sense that he was destined to become a head coach? Adam Gase this morning said he would be one and done.
Yeah, there are guys that are just natural-born leaders. Vance Joseph is at the head of that group. He's just a leader of men. And that's one of the, characteristics that a head football coach has to have. I realize that people are saying, well, he's not experienced. He was a first-time defensive coordinator, and now he's a first-time coach. He did pretty good as a first-time defensive coordinator. And I think he's going to do just fine. He's going to be pretty good, if not real good, as a first-time coach.
What do you think Broncos fans can expect? What kind of style does he like to play? I know that he's worked with Wade Phillips in the past, and he was obviously the Broncos' defensive coordinator the past 2 years.
Well, knowing Vance, I know that he thinks that football is an aggressive attack sport. I don't think the Denver Broncos are going to be sitting back waiting for someone to attack them, either on offense or defense, and especially not on defense, which is, his obvious expertise. He's got a good staff that he's built. Everything is there for him to succeed. The culture has always been one of success. It doesn't hurt that he's got a certain linebacker. What's his name?
Number 58, I think.
He does a lot of commercials. Yeah. That helps. And the cornerbacks, they're pretty good too.
Those things help. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So, he'll get the quarterback issue figured out. And, I would expect the Denver Broncos to be playoff competitors, playoff contenders again.
You're a Hall of Fame voter, is that correct?
I am.
Last year, Broncos owner Pat Bowlen knocking on the door there. Do you feel like this might be the year where he can get in?
If he knocks harder. once you get to a certain height, all those guys are pretty much, worthy. They deserve it. It's a matter of time. And for Mr. Bowlen, I think he's in that category. He's in the it's a matter of time category.
Okay. Thank you very much, Armando. I appreciate the time.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Anytime.